Governor Christie says tax collections came in $1 billion under expectations, forcing him to make some tough decisions. That includes only providing enough to the pension plan to pay for current employees.
I have been talking since January about the fact that we need to be more aggressive in this regard. And despite the steps that we took in 2011, the reality for New Jersey is that what we've done so far is not come close to closing the gaps quickly enough. We're still digging out of a problem 2 decades in the making, and we're not making a significant enough dent.
Christie says income taxes in any shape and form will not be raised while he's governor, including a proposed millionaire's tax.
Top 10 taxpayers, individual taxpayers, they pay more in revenue than the bottom 2 million filers. 10 pay more than the bottom 2 million filers. So you want to raise taxes on those 10? And then when they leave and they take their revenue with them, they're taking greater revenue in the income tax than the bottom 2 million filers. We only have 4 million people who file in the state on income tax.
The head of the New Jersey AFL-CIO calls the move a short-sighted gimmick that undoes progress made in refilling underfunded pension accounts. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.